This is AcademiCast, Texas Tech University's bi-weekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Scott Earlbeck, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight Student of Integrated Scholarship Taylor Fields. First, the news. Texas Tech's wind research facility has moved a step closer to reality. The university and research partners Vestas, Group Nyer, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Department of Energy recently broke ground on a scaled wind farm technology facility at Reese Technology Center. John Schrader is the director of the Wind Science and Engineering Research Center at Texas Tech. He explains the significance of the partnership.
It has some great potential that as we grow this throughout the years, that we'll have an array of turbines to actually look at turbine-to-turbine interaction. Right now, if you look at industry, most of the turbines are optimized basically on a turbine-by-turbine basis. But there's a lot that we can learn about how the wind flows through a wind farm and how one turbine interacts with another and how we can learn from one turbine and maybe control another and so forth. So a lot of long-term big ideas here that will come to fruition in the long run through this research project and this partnership.
The research partners will investigate turbine interactions and rotor technologies when the wind farm is up and running this fall. To learn more about the wind farm and view video from the groundbreaking, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. In other research news, Texas Tech brought together scientists involved in water research for an internal summit. The summit is the first step in the university's plan to create a water, energy, and Natural Resources Innovation and Research Cluster. The research cluster intends to connect experts from a wide range of disciplines so they may be able to collaborate on solutions that promote environmental and agricultural sustainability. The American Society of Animal Science honored three faculty in the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. Kasner Dean Michael Gallion, Animal Science Professor Mark Miller, and retired animal science professor Bob Albin were each recognized for their contributions to science and production. Along with a commitment to academics, students of Integrated Scholarship pursue a course of lifelong study through their involvement in active learning experiences. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of AcademiCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights retail management graduate Taylor Fields.
For many years, Taylor Fields has had an eye for fashion, so she followed her style senses to Texas Tech, where she majored in retail management.
I've always had a love for fashion, and I decided that I didn't necessarily want to do the design side, but I wanted to do more of the business side. And I came in for an orientation at Tech and fell in love with the program here.
While pursuing her bachelor's degree, Fields engaged in a number of active learning experiences. Most recently, she completed an internship with bridal gown and swimsuit designer Natalie Harris in Houston. The experience opened Fields' eyes to the design side of fashion, a valuable experience as she had previously focused primarily on business principles at Tech.
When I went in, I had no idea, you know, what fabric went with what and how you used to drape and things like that. And so it was really cool to get an idea of taking someone's body and accentuating their better features and hiding what they really didn't want shown. And you can do that all through different types of fabric. And so just kind of going through the huge fabric store in downtown Houston was amazing. I don't think I'd ever seen that much fabric in my life.
In addition to her internship work, Fields conducted market research during one of her courses that, in turn, motivated her to begin a business providing game day apparel for Texas Tech fans. Additionally, she has studied abroad in Paris, London, Madrid, and Barcelona. She has also assisted with the retail management program's Fashion Camp. And if that isn't enough, she has served as president of the Tech Retail Association, a professional organization for students interested in the field of retail management. To balance her academic work, Fields has also been active in Kappa Alpha Theta sorority and participated in a number of community service projects. One cause that is especially near to her heart is the AWANA initiative.
AWANA stands for Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed, You teach the kids the Bible verses and different scriptures, different stories, and just help build their character, help teach the 4 and 5-year-olds. I was involved with it as a child when I grew up, and so giving back is really big to me. It's a lot of fun. We're there to teach them, but majority of the time they teach me way more than I teach them, so.
Through her active learning experiences, Fields has gained an understanding about the commitments and demands of a student of integrated scholarship. She recommends that others who also seek to tread the path of an integrated scholar do so with an eye towards balance.
Sometimes I feel like I kind of got unbalanced over the years and kind of put more so on academics, and then I also kind of felt I wasn't giving that same amount of time to friends and activities. And so I feel like if you balance it all out and kind of give a little in all areas, it's going to make your experience far greater.
Great thinkers throughout the centuries have understood the balance Taylor Fields has come to understand during her years at Tech. Indeed, it is instructive to think about the related concept of learning as it pertains to wisdom. The eminent psychologist Robert Sternberg noted, and I quote, "Wisdom is defined as the application of knowledge, successful intelligence, and creativity toward the achievement of a common good through a balance among intrapersonal, interpersonal, and extrapersonal interests over the short and long terms." That is, wisdom is the skill of using one's intelligence as well as one's knowledge for a common good, today and long into the future. Sternberg goes on to comment, and I quote again, "Why is wisdom so important? Just consider what can happen when great intelligence is not accompanied by wisdom. Hitler, Stalin, and many other crackpot despots have shown how different intelligence and wisdom can be," end quote. Clearly, Taylor Fields has been able to accomplish much as a student at Texas Tech. She has also developed wisdom through her active learning, caring, and serving. Taylor tells us that she plans to stay involved at Texas Tech and continue her commitment to academics by enrolling in the Retail Management Graduate Program in the fall of 2012, to which we say, bravo. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. And if you would like to learn more about Texas Tech's Students of Integrated Scholarship, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Finally, Academicast would like to applaud the students whose work was recognized by the Graduate School in this year's Outstanding Thesis and Dissertation Awards. The Graduate School selected high-quality master's theses and doctoral dissertations in the social sciences, mathematics, physical sciences, and engineering. That concludes this edition of Academicast. If you would like to learn more about the stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University.